Today I'm going to talk about the eight limbs of yoga and what they are. And the eight limbs are something that I honestly had never heard of until I went through yoga teacher training. So I feel like this is a good topic to talk about because it's not really talked about a lot. It's not mentioned very much. Unless you're in like the wellness world or the yoga world, you might have heard of it. But overall, in the West, or the Western Hemisphere, so, you know, including the United States, or where, honestly, I don't even know where the Eastern and Western Hemisphere divides, but on the West side of things, when you think of yoga, typically you think of a physical practice. So a lot of times what comes to mind is like a power yoga class, or handstands, or even like a yoga in the form of relaxation, which that is yoga, but it's also so much more. It's yoga is a whole lifestyle. And again, that's not something that's really taught here. And that's something that I found super interesting whenever I was going through teacher training, because it's so much more than just the physical practice of yoga. So I definitely wanted to share because I really like the eight limbs of yoga. I think it's super interesting, and I think that it is a good tool to even just kind of live by if that's something that you're wanting to do, if that's something, a path you're wanting to go down. And so just a note before I get into the eight limbs of yoga, however you interpret them, if you interpret them differently than I do, that is totally okay. Everyone's interpretation of the eight limbs is perfect. There's no like set right or wrong way to interpret them. So just keep in mind, like, if there is an example I give that doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. If you hear something and I say, you know, one thing and you're like, oh, well, I feel like it means this, that's perfect. So don't feel the need. And that's what it's really with everything. Let me not get on a soapbox here, but however you perceive the eight limbs is your perception, and that's perfect, and don't feel the need to change that. Let me step down off my soapbox here. So just disclaimer, this is my interpretation and the interpretation that I've learned through my teacher training. Again, if this doesn't resonate with you, or if you feel something else, go with it. That is perfectly fine. And so let's dive in. So there are eight limbs of yoga. The first limb is the yamas, and the yamas are your moral obligations and your virtues. And there are five of these. So the first one is ahimsa, which is nonviolence. Pretty self-explanatory, you know, do no harm. The second is satya, which is truthfulness. And that's another one that's pretty straightforward. The third is asteya, which means non-stealing. So this, you can interpret this however you like. You can think of non-stealing as like not stealing from like a store, or not stealing time from yourself or someone. There's a lot of different avenues that asteya can go down as far as the meaning behind it, or if that all of it resonates with you, then definitely apply that. So let that one be intuitive to you as to what comes to mind. Again, like the two that I think of are not stealing something like physical, like from a store, and then also not stealing time from someone else or from myself. And a lot of these, you can take them, like, side note, you can take them at face value, or you can dive deeper into them. So again, it's all individual and how you perceive it and how you want to go with it. But it's definitely, you can go more than just face value with these eight limbs of yoga. The fourth yama is brahmacharya, and that's moderation. Again, this one can really be up to your own interpretation of it. Moderation can be applied just about anywhere in your life, but again, just doing things in moderation. And the last one for the yamas is aparigraha, which is simplicity or non-hoarding. So again, this is one that you just kind of have to figure out what resonates with you on it. But what I think of is living, you know, just not necessarily a minimalist lifestyle. Like, don't go out and throw out all your things, for sure. But just living simply, not having more than you need, like, you know, just a ridiculous amount more than you need. Like, whenever COVID first started and people were like hoarding toilet paper, like, you don't have to do that, because then that leaves everybody else without it. And I'm sure y'all remember that huge toilet paper catastrophe and all that. So that's the example that comes to mind when I think of aparigraha and the non-hoarding. The second limb of yoga is the niyamas. And the niyamas are observances or spiritual pursuits. The first one is saucha, which is purity of being. This can also refer to hygiene and cleanliness. The second is santosha, which is contentment. So, you know, being content with what you have and where you are in life right now. The third is tapas, which is austerity or enthusiasm. The fourth is svadhyaya, which is self-study. And then the last one is Ishvara Pranidhana, which is a devotion to a higher power. So what, again, whatever that means to you, whether that means God, spirit, universe, higher self, whatever resonates. And that wraps up the niyamas. And a lot of times you'll see the yamas and niyamas together whenever you start looking into this stuff. I mean, I think they go hand in hand. And then you move on to the third, which is asana. So this is the physical practice of yoga. This is what people typically think of when you talk about yoga. And again, it's any physical practice. I'm not going to get into the types of yoga because there's honestly more types of yoga than I even know. But I am planning on doing another podcast episode going through a couple of different types of yoga and kind of what they are and all that good stuff. The fourth limb is pranayama, and pranayama is breath work, which is a huge, huge part of yoga. I mean, I would go as far as to say that the breath is more important than the physical practice, but that's just my opinion. But yes, pranayama is breath work. And a lot of times, like, if you see like YouTube yoga videos, they'll talk about pranayama. The fifth is pratyahara, and that is withdrawal from the senses. The sixth one is dharana, which is concentration, observation, and focus. The seventh is dhyana, which is meditation. And that's another one, just like the breath. It's a pretty big topic. And then the last one is samadhi. And samadhi is pure consciousness, enlightenment, bliss, connection with God, the universe, source. Again, whatever resonates with you, whatever you prefer to use there. And from what I've learned, samadhi is like the goal. Kind of like in Buddhism, like nirvana is the goal. So in yoga, samadhi is like, I picture it as like the ultimate goal, because you're reaching that pure consciousness and that bliss and connection with God or the universe, or, you know, whatever resonates. And that wraps up the eight limbs of yoga. Again, it's more than just a physical practice. It is an entire lifestyle. I look at these eight limbs as almost like a blueprint on how to live, how to live a yogic lifestyle. And if that's something that resonates with you, or that's something that you are wanting to do, I definitely encourage you looking into it and doing more research on it and learning how you can apply even just one or two of the limbs in your daily life, I think it makes a huge difference. I mean, I do the physical practice of yoga, I do the breath work, and I am working on incorporating all the other limbs into my daily life. And I just can't say enough about yoga in general, obviously, because I'm a yoga teacher, but it has absolutely changed my life. And these eight limbs are a great place to start if you're wanting to get on that path and start living that kind of lifestyle as well. So again, I encourage you, if this resonates, definitely do some more research on it. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, or if anything really resonated with you, or if you just kind of want to share your thoughts on this. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a lot of fun to do and talk about. This is one of my favorite topics. So definitely, again, reach out for anything if you need any support. And I will talk to you guys next week.